Welcome back to DriveCast. I hope you're having a great week and you're excited for the weekend ahead. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as a teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and I appreciate you taking time to listen today. When one of my sons was little, he was a bit particular about the food he ate. Within one glance, he would make up his mind and decide if he didn't want to eat what was in front of him. He wouldn't look at it, and he wouldn't even taste it. But there were some rare occasions where we got him to nibble a little bit, but we would always say, you need to take a full bite to truly taste it. As a result, he missed out on some amazing meals and some much needed nutrition. Well, over the past few months, we've been planning and preparing and praying as we get ready to launch our Plain City campus, and in doing so, we've consistently shared one verse, a verse out of Psalm 34:8. Where it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. That word taste in this verse, it means to find out or to determine. And the word see means to experience and to be present with what you're seeing. Well, as we get ready to launch in Plain City, we continue to experience ups and downs and struggles and hurdles and difficulties. However, we continue to witness God's activity in all that's going on. And in doing so, we get to find out firsthand and experience that the Lord is good. Through the people God is drawing and connections within the local community, provision of supplies, answered prayer, relationships being built, teams being formed, and momentum building, we have tasted and seen God in the high-level plan and in the very fine details. But today, I'm also reminded of two simple things that are some of the best ways to taste and see the Lord is good. Two foundational ways to personally connect with God. My mentor always asked me, how's your time in the Word, reading the Bible, and how's your time in prayer? Personal, private prayer with God. And in the most loving and encouraging way, I want to ask you today, how's your time in the Word? And how's your prayer time? Because here's why. There is no better way to find out and determine and taste that the Lord is good than to be in the Bible and prayer. And there's no better way to experience and be present with and see that the Lord is good than to be in the Bible and prayer. And here's the challenge today. Let's just not nibble or sip or not even try, but let's truly feed on the Word of God and feed off of our time in prayer with Him. It's the nutrition that our soul needs. Because when we do, the end of this verse in Psalms here says there's blessing, that there is blessing for those that take refuge in Him, that there is blessing in experiencing all that God has for us and knowing Him better, and that there's blessing in enjoying Him more. And that regardless of our circumstances, we get to taste and see that God is good, that He's not far off, and that He's moving and healing and restoring and growing and reconciling. And through His word and prayer, one of the greatest blessings that comes from that time, a blessing that we get to personally experience, is drawing near to God, the creator of the universe, and enjoying His presence in a personal, intimate way. I hope you get to experience that today. Let me pray for us. God, what a privilege we have to experience firsthand a relationship with You. That You are not a God who is far off, that You are a God who draws near. Thank You for pouring Your heart out to us and Your wisdom out to us and Your ways out to us through Your word. May we not take for granted the privilege to hold, to read, to study the Bible, and to talk with You in prayer. What a wonderful invitation You give us to taste and see that You are good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.